Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Having It All: What Data Tells Us About Women's Lives and Getting the Most Out of Yours is a nonfiction book by economist Corinne Lowe, PhD. It uses research, economic reasoning, and data on women's careers and family lives to examine why so many women feel overextended and why common advice about balance often falls short. Rather than treating work-life tension as a purely personal failure, the book looks at structural pressures, labor market incentives, household dynamics, and the timing of major life decisions. Lowe's purpose is not to promise that women can do everything at once, but to show how they can make more deliberate choices that better match their values and constraints. The book is especially focused on working women, motherhood, partnerships, and the life phase she describes as the squeeze, when career building and family demands collide most sharply. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using economics to redefine what having it all really means, the book's central move is to replace a vague cultural ideal with a practical economic framework. Lowe argues that women should not measure their lives against an external standard of total achievement in every domain. Instead, they should identify what outcome creates the most utility for them personally, meaning the mix of satisfaction, meaning, and trade-offs that best fits their values. This approach matters because it shifts the discussion from perfection to allocation. Time, energy, money, and attention are treated as scarce resources that must be distributed strategically. By thinking like an economist, readers are encouraged to ask which investments are worthwhile, which obligations are optional, and which sacrifices are unavoidable. The value of this framework is that it makes hidden trade-offs visible. It also exposes how often women are expected to optimize for other people's expectations rather than their own priorities. In that sense, the book is less about self-improvement than about decision clarity. Secondly, the squeeze: why early career women with young children face a uniquely costly phase. One of the book's most distinctive concepts is the squeeze, the period when career demands and intensive family demands overlap most intensely. Lowe treats this as a predictable stage rather than an individual shortcoming. During this chapter of life, women may be making important professional investments while also handling the highest burden of household and childcare labor, especially before children become more independent. The result is often exhaustion, reduced career momentum, and a sense that no choice is fully sustainable. The book's analysis is valuable because it explains why this period can feel so punishing even for capable and committed women. It is not simply a matter of poor time management. The economic structure of work and family life often requires women to absorb multiple forms of unpaid labor at once, while the long-term payoff of career effort remains uncertain. By naming this phase, Lowe helps readers understand that the challenge is structural and temporary, which makes long-range planning and selective outsourcing more rational responses than guilt or self-blame. Thirdly, why outsourcing and borrowing against future earnings can be a rational strategy, Lowe does not present frugality or do everything personally as the ideal response to pressure. Instead, she argues that women should think in terms of return on investment, especially during high-demand seasons. If a task consumes scarce time now but does not create comparable long-term value, outsourcing may be economically sensible. This logic applies to housework, logistics, and other time-intensive responsibilities that can block higher-value activities such as career advancement, rest, or caregiving that only the individual can provide. The idea of borrowing against future earnings is important because it reframes spending as an investment in stability rather than a sign of indulgence. This does not mean ignoring budgets. It means recognizing that preserving energy during the squeeze may protect future earning power and well-being. The book thereby challenges a common assumption that women should always absorb more labor personally. It makes the case that strategic delegation can be a form of financial and life planning, not merely convenience. This is one of the book's clearest practical contributions. Fourthly, rigid boundaries often matter more than flexible schedules. A major theme of the book is that flexibility is often overrated as a solution to work-life conflict. In public discussion, flexible schedules are frequently treated as the answer for working mothers. Lowe complicates that assumption by showing that flexibility can still leave women exposed to unpredictable after-hours demands, fragmented attention, and constant availability. What many women actually need is not open-ended flexibility, but reliable boundaries that protect personal and family time from work's encroachment. This insight is important because it changes how workplaces should think about support. The issue is not simply where or when work happens. It is whether work is allowed to expand without limit. Predictability can matter more than autonomy if autonomy still comes with frequent interruptions. The book, therefore, has implications not only for individuals, but also for employers. Policies that reduce evening emails, weekend emergencies, and last-minute scheduling may do more to support women than broad flexibility programs that sound generous but still reward overwork. Lowe's argument is a critique of symbolic solutions that do not alter the real distribution of time and pressure. Lastly, rethinking career, partnership, and family as a sequence of chapters, the book encourages readers to stop imagining life as a single all-or-nothing project. Instead, Lowe presents life as a series of chapters in which priorities can and should change. This matters because many women are trapped by the expectation that they must maximize career, partnership, parenthood, and personal fulfillment all at the same time. The chapter model offers a more realistic framework for planning. Some periods may call for greater professional intensity, while others may require more family focus or greater outsourcing. The same logic also shapes how the book treats relationships and major life choices. Rather than assuming a fixed formula for the best marriage, job, or household arrangement, Lowe urges more deliberate evaluation of how each decision functions over time. This chapter-based perspective is powerful because it reduces the pressure to make one irreversible choice that will satisfy every goal forever. It also helps readers see that trade-offs are not failures, but part of a longer life pattern. The result is a more flexible and humane way to think about ambition, commitment, and changing priorities. In conclusion, having it all will be most useful for working women, especially those navigating career growth alongside caregiving, but it also offers valuable insight for partners, managers, and policymakers who want to understand why women's choices are so often constrained by structure rather than preference. Readers who are tired of generic balance advice will find a more analytical and candid account of the pressures shaping women's lives. The book's practical benefit lies in its decision tools. It helps readers evaluate time, money, outsourcing, and life stage trade-offs with more precision. Its intellectual value is equally strong because it treats women's experience as a subject for serious economic analysis rather than vague inspiration. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its refusal to offer simplistic empowerment rhetoric. Instead, it names the squeeze, questions the limits of flexibility, and shows how personal choices are inseparable from labor markets and household expectations. That combination of evidence, clarity, and structural critique makes it stand out. If you would like to support Corinne Lowe, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.